Greetings and welcome to a recording of a compassionate body scan that can be used as part of your MBCT curriculum, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy curriculum. As with the other body scans, please know that my guidance is invitational only and that you remain in complete control and charge of what feels acceptable and approachable for you in this body scan. And so see my guidance really as presenting some options, but always knowing that your internal wisdom is the ultimate source of guidance. And to find perhaps or to know what might be a comfortable anchor for you if at any point in the body scan you begin to feel dysregulated, either through leaving the body scan, dissociating, or feeling quite agitated or activated in your nervous system, know that at any point you can bring your awareness, bring your attention to some anchor that may be the breath. It could be sound. It could be focus visually on something or a particular part of your body that helps you feel quite grounded, maybe feet on the floor, for example. And if that still doesn't feel like enough, know that you can move, stop, obviously, at any point, open your eyes. Whatever might be necessary to allow you to regulate and potentially to come back and return to the body scan, picking up wherever you should. And so this body scan, like the others, is generally practiced lying down. You can lie down on your back, legs long out in front of you, allowing the toes to gently flail to either side. Or if you need some additional support for your lower back, you can always lift your legs, put a bolster under your knees, or allow the lower part of your leg and your feet to be supported by the seat of a chair, or even practice the body scan sitting up. It's fine too. And so with that, we'll get started. In this body scan, we're going to be bringing some attention to each part of the body in a variety of ways. Like other body scans, we'll move from part to part of the body, both sensing what is here, inclining our attention toward that part of the body with curiosity, but also with tenderness and kindness. And we'll be inviting some gratitude or appreciation for these parts of the body. Our body does so much for us on a day-to-day basis, and often our attention is only tugged. We only notice when our body is not serving us well through pain or dysfunction or some inability or disability. And yet there's so many times where things are working exactly as they should, quite well in our body. And so we'll be really inclining our minds to notice and pay attention to that. But if we reach a part of the body where you notice a lot of unpleasant sensation or judgments, maybe see if you can place a hand on that part of the body, a hand, a gesture of compassion, allowing your heart maybe to soften with some empathy. Maybe imagining some warmth and kindness flowing from your heart into your hand, touching that part of your body. And then allowing the hand to just return to the mat, blanket by your side when it should. And so finding a comfortable position, maybe starting by bringing one or both hands over your heart, just as a beginning reminder that in this body scan, we are bringing loving, connected presence to your body, allowing that warmth and love that emanates from your heart to feel that through your hands, so that your hands can also become an instrument of love, maybe of compassion and healing. Let me keep your hands there, return them to your side at this time. And then begin by bringing your attention all the way down your left leg to the toes on your left foot. And beginning with your left big toe. Notice any sensations that may be there in your toe, in the toenail. Sense any warmth or coolness. Perhaps sensing some dryness, or maybe some moisture if your toes are in socks or in shoes. Just feel the sensation, whatever is there. Letting it be just as it is. Bringing awareness to all the toes, the spaces between the toes. And both awareness and appreciation. Maybe some of us appreciate our toes and painting our toenails, and gently clipping our toenails, but maybe it's been a long time since our toes have felt any degree of love or affection from us, any degree of attention. We tend not to notice until we hurt a toe. Most of us can recall how much they might demand our attention if we stub a toe or in any other way, kind of ingrown toenail or lose a toenail. So just sending some love and gratitude into the toes, and then move the attention to the ball of your left foot, the arch of the left foot, the entire sole of the left foot. And along with being able to sense into what's here, send some appreciation for our left foot. It walks, we walk on it, holds us up, supports us when we're sitting. All the things that our left foot does. And if there's any discomfort there, see if you can open up and be curious about what's there. Allow the attention to rest on the top of the left foot. Maybe sense into now the entirety of the left foot. Can you hold these two ways of being with the body, both curiosity of sensing what's here in the left foot and recognition, appreciation? Thank you, left foot. Now, without sort of abruptly dropping the attention away from the left foot, just allow it to dissolve into the background as you move the attention up to the left ankle. Sensing what's here. Always holding these two complementary experiences of noticing and appreciation. So if there's any amount of discomfort in the left ankle, seeing if you can allow for it, be with it, and maybe blanket it with some comfort. And then moving into the left leg, the lower part of the left leg. Sensing, knowing what's here, and gratitude for this part of your body. Into the left knee. Curiosity and compassion and appreciation in the left knee. What's here? Whatever is here is okay. And thank you for all you do, all the bending and moving and supporting all day long, even now. And if at any point through this body scan, your mind gets involved because it has some other story about a part of your body that doesn't work as well as you would like it to, or worry about some part of your body feeling like it's degenerating, just notice where the mind goes. Notice with that same amount of compassion. Gently come back, picking up wherever we are. And so, coming into the upper part of the left leg, the thigh, the hamstring, big muscle groups in this upper part of your left leg. Maybe even sending a little message of both appreciation and may you be well. May you be able to keep doing what you're doing. I know some days I might tire you out with all the moving, jumping, or running, or walking, bicycling. So thank you. And thank you for telling me when you need a rest. Thank you for any soreness or tightness or messages that remind me that you too need rest. Into the left hip. Breathing perhaps deeply into the left hip. Breathing out from the left hip. Deeply sensing whatever is there. Zooming out into the entirety of the left leg. How is it now in the left leg? Not how it was when we started, but how is it now all the way to the left toe? Inviting in ease. Inviting in allowing. Inviting in appreciation. Remembering at any point you can use your hands as an agent of that compassion, both of gratitude as well as sympathy, perhaps if there's part of the body that is aching, hurting. Now allow the attention to travel across the pelvis into the right leg, down the right leg, into the right big toe. again here, the right toe, the right second toe, the right third toe, fourth and pinky toe. In the space in between the right toes. The sole of the right foot, the heel, the top of the right foot. Thank you, foot, for all that you do. May you be well. May you be free from pain. May you continue to serve me, and may I continue to notice you. And now attention into the right ankle, the bony parts of the ankle, the back of the ankle. And can you sense beneath the skin? Intricacies of the right ankle. Can you send gratitude and appreciation? Moving into the right lower leg. Remember the invitation to skip any part of the body you would like, or lingering on any part of the body that perhaps needs a little more love, attention, appreciation. And so what's here in the right lower leg? Holding this curiosity and willingness to be aware of whatever is here as you also deliver some appreciation and gratitude. Resting the attention now on the right knee, the outside of the knee, the inside of the right knee. And now the space between the right knee and the right hip. What's here to be known in the upper right leg? Into the right hip. These joints that are so vital and yet so vulnerable, particularly as we age, so vulnerable to the many, many times we've moved in particular ways. And so can we really dial into whatever sensations are here, actually here now? And be grateful. Be grateful for whatever degree of function we have in our right hip. Appreciation for the right hip. And perhaps you want to add, may you be well, may you be healthy and well. And now the whole of the right leg. Taking in the whole entirety of the right leg. Now bring your attention into your pelvic area, these strong bones that support both legs and the soft tissue of the pelvic area. Perhaps feeling your buttocks on the floor, mat or cushion, maybe on the chair. These large muscles that help you move, climb, sit, lay. Sensing, knowing, appreciating. Now moving into the lower back, often a place of tension, tightness, even discomfort. So first sensing into what's here now. And if there is currently any tension or discomfort, perhaps inviting in some movement in this compassionate body scan. We can invite in movement to be compassionate to and with ourselves. It may not be necessarily to change the experience, but because there is some discomfort or unpleasantness. Sensing, allowing, appreciation. And then moving the attention to the upper back. So through the mid back to the upper back. And then around to the front of the torso, the abdomen. All these organs and functions happening beneath the layer of the skin. Let us send deep gratitude for all the inner workings of our body. That happen moment to moment without demanding anything from us. We need not issue any instruction for digesting and processing our food, which keeps us alive. It just is. So to whatever degree it's working, with an acknowledgement of some degree that may not be working well for all of us, can we be grateful for what is? Can we even notice what is? These things that go outside of our awareness until they are not working well. Blanketing your abdomen with deep compassion and appreciation. And then moving up into your chest area, lungs, breathing. And into this heart area, this part of the body that we just reflexively, innately know to be this epicenter of love and compassion. And so maybe even moving one or both hands here, just sensing in what's here now. How is it now? Inclining your attention to be a very highly tuned antenna, just receiving whatever is here, allowing, and offering appreciation, offering kindness. And now allow your attention to settle in your left shoulder. And let the attention move from the left shoulder down the left arm, the forearms, all the way into the forearms, through the elbows, through the wrists, the hands, the fingers, the fingernails. What's here to be known? And can we appreciate this intricate construction of this hand and these fingers doing all the time and in rest, just being? taking in the whole of the left arm. And then allow the attention to move from the left arm across the collarbones into the right arm, right shoulder, right upper arm, right elbow, right forearm, right wrist, right palm of the hand, right back of the hand, right thumb, index, middle finger, ring finger, pinky, the space in between the fingers, and then the whole of the right arm, taking in all of the right arm with awareness, sensing, and with love and appreciation. And now bring the attention to the neck, the back of the neck, all of the structures inside the neck. This one allows you to swallow, to breathe, to have your voice heard. And then bring the attention to the skull, this encasement for this beautiful, mysterious, sometimes quite frustrating, and sometimes, mostly always, quite remarkable brain that lives inside this skull. Can we sense all that is here on the exterior? Again, our awareness gets tugged by the things that are unpleasant. But this epicenter of all of our bodily functions and communication and senses, this brain, this one precious brain, can we be grateful? For a moment, not just focus on what it doesn't do for us, but all that it does. Can we just for a moment be with this part of our body in love? And now to the face, starting with the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes. Can we be grateful for whatever degree of sight we have? And drop whatever narrative around the shape of our eyes or the color of our eyes, or I wish it were this or I wish it were that, and just rest in pure awareness, this gift of our eyes, with whatever degree of sight they provide us. Our cheeks, cheekbones, this nose, tip of nose, this ability to smell. Can we be grateful for this ability to smell? And the lips, the upper lip, and the lips, the teeth, the mouth, the tongue, both sensing, acknowledging what's here, allowing. And can we be grateful for this ability to taste? chin, jawline, into the jaw. What's here? To the ears, the ear lobes, inside of our ears, these sense organs. Can we have deep appreciation for our capacity to hear? If your hearing is being challenged lately, perhaps bringing your hands to your ears or to your heart, it's okay. However it is now, we're acknowledging what's actually here with gratitude and with sympathy for that which is no longer here, perhaps. All of these sense organs that allow us to perceive our experience through our day to day and allow us to communicate our experience through smiling, through talking, speaking, eating. We're always so quick to notice the limitations. So just for a moment, blanketing all of this with a wide, warm, soft blanket of gratitude and appreciation for all that your body does and for all that your body is. And so zooming out now to the entirety of the body, giving kind, compassionate attention to your whole body, just blanketing it from head to toe with whatever degree of love and affection and deep recognition. And then gently beginning to wiggle your fingers and toes. Opening your eyes if they were closed. Thank you for your practice. May your day continue with holding some kind and loving awareness within your body.